CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, call nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. And tonight we're going to begin with brand new hams that have never checked into a net before and would like to check into the net without fully understanding the protocol and be given the opportunity to ask questions. Brand new ham radio operators only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. Okay, none heard so far, but we have had people actually check into that portion of the net before in the past, so we'll continue to present that. And we'll get to our list of pre-check-ins. Pre-check-ins this evening are W4FCM. That's Fred over in Travis Rest, bringing with him. And for IEI, that's Miss Isla. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. KI4LZI, that's Andy over in Table Rock. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Andy. Hope all's going well with you. N1BMD, that's David over in Five Forks. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Hope all's going well with you. Do appreciate you using the pre-net functionality. And KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Appreciate you using that, Bill. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you being on the net with us this evening. And we do have some Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
Good evening, Dave. Please check in. KJ4HKC. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Kilo Charlie, John, I'm in Belton, and I'll be negative and negative.
W4DJW, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, and Pelzer, be negative and negative, just listening.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KJ4HKC, that's John over in Belton. Good to have you this night, John. You're sounding good on Echolink. And KW4TS, that's Jim, at home in Pelzer. Good to know you're not on the road this evening, Jim. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Stay safe. And tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the net with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the first letter of the suffix or call that begins with letters A through D and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Debbie. And Dave, please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo, Mike, 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
JW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Alpha, Oscar, Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing right out there. 73s.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, bringing with him. KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. All over in Piedmont, good to have you with us tonight, Rick. You're sounding good. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Do appreciate you guys taking the time to stick your head in the door and say hello this evening. Stay safe. KO4AOW, that's David, sounding good as usual from Inman this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope all's going well with you. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group in one pass. We'll go ahead now and jump up to the Echo through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix or call that begins with letters E through H. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
For DJW. Good evening, Dave, and everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel, Hotel Charlie. Warren here in Taylor's will be negative and negative tonight. For DJW.
KN4 HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. And I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. And he'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
JW. If you would, sir, please check in Alpha, Kilo 4, Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name's Mike, location Simpsonville. Trying to check in on the HT tonight. Hope I'm making it in. Good to hear you tonight, Dave. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
TJW. Kilo 4, Golf Alpha Tango. Mike in Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments.
4, DJW. Kilo 4, HYC. Kilo Oscar 4. Hotel Yankee, Charlie. This is Ann from Landrum.
Okay, that was a really good group. Listen up, because the station between Warren and Windy, the second station to check in, I did not get your call. I got a W4, and then a big burst of static came in. I think it was a W4, but I could be wrong. But anyway, we want to get you checked in. After I call these back out, try it again. I don't think it was you, because you sounded pretty clear. It's just like a big burst of static came in over top of you. But try it again. What we really want to get you checked in. Net Control, I'd like to recognize the N4HHC. That's Warren over in Taylor's. You're sounding good tonight, Warren. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. Bring with her W2MJB. That's Mark. They're over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. Appreciate all you guys do for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. AK4HR, that's Mike over in Simpsonville. The handheld is doing just fine, Mike. Another net control operator. We appreciate what you do for the net as well, Mike. Appreciate you being with us this evening. You're 100% readable, full copy. Was a little bit of static in there, but not enough to bother anything. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And K4GAT, that's Mike over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. Hope all's going well with you. And KO4HYC, that's Ann and Landrum. You're clear as a bell tonight, Ann. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. That other station between Warren and Windy, let's try it again. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
JW, this is Kilo November 4, Golf Zulu Tango. Name is Jim, and my location is I-26 between Hendersonville and Spartanburg. So I hope you're copying. Negative and negative this evening, and thank you for calling the net.
Okay, Jim, we do appreciate you coming back to us. This is, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4GZT. That's Jim over near Spartanburg. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Appreciate your patience. Let me see. I don't recall your checking in with us, with me before anyway. Maybe some other Net Control operators. But we're here every single night at 9 p.m. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in every chance you get. And you sounded good. Like I said before, that wasn't your fault. That was something else that came in over top of you and blanked you out the last go-around. But anyway, do appreciate you being with us this evening. Please stay safe. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. K04HYD. Oscar 4, Hotel Yankee Delta. This is Steve in Landrum, South Carolina.
Negative.
Negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4HYD. That's Steve sounding good from Landrum this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Please stay safe. We do have another Echolink station. Yeah, we do have another Echolink station. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, I should have looked in the text box. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KJ4HYC. That's Shane over in 6 Mile. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. And it took me a little while to find your message over there, but we got it and we got you checked in. We do appreciate you being with us this evening. Please stay safe. Any other stations, let's go ahead and move it to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter suffix that call that begins with letters I through L. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I'm James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. 73 is for each one of you.
4, DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer.
Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James, sounding good from Tuxedo, North Carolina tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope all is going well with you. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry, bring with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Larry, you're sound. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we have more on Echolink. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that's Gary over there. Maybe he's just got text only tonight. We'll see. I'll give him an opportunity to put a message in the text window. We'll go ahead one more time. India through Lima, if you'd like to check Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, moving right along to the mic through Papa group. Station with the first letter suffix you call begins with letters M through P. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walden, Edmund, I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, looks like you might have Mike through Papa to yourself, Walt. Net Control, like to recognize K4OIM. That's Walt over in Edmund. You're sounding good tonight, Walt. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening. One more time, Mike through Papa. Okay, Gary's typing in the text box. Net Control, like to recognize KI4DOS. That's Gary, and K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. They're checking in via text message on Echolink. Good to have you with us tonight, Gary. Tell Joy we said hello. You guys stay safe and do appreciate you taking the time to stop in this evening. And we're going to go ahead now and move it to Quebec through Tango. Station with the first letter suffix of the call begins with letters Q through T. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call W4DJW.
For DJW. Check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John and Inman, and I'll hang around.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4RJN. That's John, sounding good from E. Inman this evening. John, I got you down for comments. We will be back to you in just a little bit. And I did get your text message about 1 minute before I started the net. So we'll find out what was going on there in the RAGG portion of the net. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW. Well, John, looks like you've got that group all to yourself. We'll go ahead now and move up to the Uniform through Zulu group. Station of the first letter suffix to call begins with letters U through Z. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that second shift's going to be late getting here tonight. We'll go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW.
Control. Oscar 4, Golf Papa Alpha. Jimmy
in Piedmont. Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4GPA. That's Jimmy, sounding good from Piedmont this evening. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us tonight. Jimmy, hope you're doing well. One more call, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net before we close down the formal portion of the net, call W4DJW.
Hey, W. Richard
Grable.
Kilo 5, no round table. Evening, Dave.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4ROW. That's Rich, sounding good from Greenville this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Rich. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAGG Chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGG Chews. And we got one RAGG Chewer this evening, KN4RJN. John, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KN4RJN, what's happening in your world there, buddy?
Well, the major thing that is happening is leaves, getting leaves up. Every day except for Friday, I think, this week. In the morning before I went to work, and if I got off work before it got dark, then in the evening. And today I went all the way around the house this morning. And when I got back to where I started, there were as many leaves where I started as when I started. So they won that battle, but I will win the war. How about you? What are you up to today, John? How'd your day go?
Well, there's a little stone walkway between along a bush line between my backyard and the backyard that I tore out and tried to kill some roots and get some other stuff out. And so we got around to putting that back in, went and got some sand and tried to level it out as best we could and put the stones back in there, and I got to finish that up probably tomorrow. Yeah, the leaves, I just used the lawnmower on those. I just chopped them up and let them go, but I got to take a little trip to the Lone Star State here, and I've got to punch out early Friday morning. I will not be available to call the net on Friday night. And I wanted to let you know that so we can arrange for somebody to fill in for me.
Okay, with enough of a head way warning, enough of a warning ahead of time, I'll go ahead and send out an email to the net controllers group, and we'll find out if we can find somebody that can cover you. That's good. That's good when you got that kind of lead time, John. That makes it a lot easier.
Let you know as soon as possible. I got the phone call and know when I need to be there, so I'll punch out early Friday, and I'll be back sometime next week sometime, or the following week, Edger. But long trip. Hope the hurricane that's coming up don't impact the travel too much. And get out there and do what I need to do and get back here.
So what city in the Lone Star State? Wouldn't be Dallas or somewhere near Dallas or Plano or something like that, would it? The upper middle to upper east?
Texas, which is east of Dallas, and it's kind of the eastern side, upper side. It's not too far off of whatever that interstate is that runs across the top of Texas there.
Okay. All right. Well, I wish you good travels. Good luck on the airplane. I know I'm going to have to ride an airplane again at some point in time, but I'm not looking forward to it. I suppose you are flying, not driving, right?
This is going to be ground transportation all the way.
Oh, well, that's better than flying, right? There's less people that you're exposed to, right?
As long as the hurricane don't screw up the roads too bad, we'll be all right, but... Yeah, it's the way it is anymore nowadays. I wouldn't get on an airplane if you put a gun to my head.
Well, I know I'm going to have to. I've got a lot of team members out in Dallas building up the teams, making them bigger. And Dallas is the place where a lot of them are going in. It was Tempe, Arizona. And now it's Dallas, Texas. It's just the hot spot just moves around. But I'm not looking forward to it. It's been 2 years, I think. I think it's been 2 years since I've been out there. I'm pretty sure it has been. And they kind of like me to go to the home office at least once every other year. But I think this year is going to be an exception. At least I hope it is. Don't want to travel by air any more than you do.
I just keep my wheels on the ground and control the vehicle and control who's in the vehicle, which in this case would be just me on the way out anyway. But, air travel, by the time you go through security and do all that happiness and get checked to see how contagious you are and go through all that nonsense and sit on the ground, wait for clearance, and then finally get there and have to get ground transportation, it's almost easier to fly. It's almost easier to drive, and sometimes it's almost quicker.
Well, that's how I do with trips, like from here to Jacksonville, Florida, or from here to Richmond, Virginia. That's the way I do it. I'll just drive instead of flying. But all the way to the other side, I don't think they'd go for that. Take me 3 days to get there and 3 days to get back. All the way to the West Coast. That would be a fun trip, but I don't think there's enough patience for 6 days worth of travel just to get from somewhere that you could get there in 4 hours and back in 4 hours.
But you get to see so much more of the countryside, you know. It's, in a plane, all you get to see is, you know, the tops of the clouds. When you're driving, you get to see what's along the roadway, at least. And every once in a while, you can pull off whenever you want to and take a break and look around and see what's out there.
Well, there's some software out there that you can get to program the radio in your car for the repeaters that you'll be going by on your way out there and back. I haven't ever done it. I've plugged in a bunch of them, like well over 100 repeaters, just in a 200-mile circumference of where we are here. But making a trip out there, it might be worth your time to look it up in the repeater book and find that software that gives you all of the frequencies and PL tones for all the repeaters between your home and where you're going. And if you load them up into your radio in your car, and then you just hit scan those that are loaded, then as you're going past all those cities, you'll be listening to all of those repeaters all of the time. I've done that before, and that works pretty good.
I might try that. I'll have to move this radio, but actually put it in the car because I don't have one in there right now. I guess I could take my little handheld with me and see what I can hit with that.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. A little handheld with an external antenna, right? A little coax to go between, you know, to plug into the top of the handheld and go to an external antenna. Works really good. That 5 watts will do more than you think.
Yeah, the problem with, I can get a connector and plug my mag mount, except that I have a soft top Jeep, so I've got no place to put a mag mount up there. I'd have to put it on the hood of the car or something.
Well, that's the way Jeeps used to do it, up there on the hood or that piece of metal between the hood and the windshield. Or even some people put it on the front bumper or the back bumper, right? You know, lots and lots of options.
On the new Jeeps, the bumpers aren't metal. They're plastic or rubber or whatever they are. But I'll look at that and see what I can figure out.
Well, it does help on long trips. Last time I went down to, where was it? Fort Myers, I believe. Not last time, but the time before that. We ran into some people that were talking on the radio in Columbia. So from like 3/4 of the way to Columbia, picked them up, and then that lasted for seemed like a 45 minutes to an hour, which really cuts down on your travel time when you're talking to somebody.
Yeah, I just got to find a connector I can hook this to my handheld. And Steve might have one. I'll have to ask him. And then I'm thinking about what the front of my Jeep looks like, and I might be able to get that. Well, what I could do is put it dead center in the middle of the hood right there in the middle of the windshield, so it wouldn't be in my way. That might work. I'll have to look at that.
Yeah, that's another option. There's a lot of good options. Well, say you're going to be gone less than a week.
Return somewhere in the vicinity of the 4th or the 5th of November.
Okay, well, that'll make it worth. At least you'll be there long enough to make it worth the drive. What else you got for us this evening, John? What else is going on?
Well, there's a little thunder off in the background, so the dog curled up under the desk on my feet, but it's died down now, so she's decided she's safe enough to come out and lay in her bed, so whatever little thunder we had going on out there apparently is over. Hadn't started raining yet. I think it's supposed to.
Yeah, I'm dependent on that rain. I got acorns from an acorn tree that's out at the corner of the driveway that I've been blowing. When I'm blowing leaves, I blow those out in the road just far enough for the right front and back wheel of all the cars that come down here and circle around in the cul-de-sac and go back up for them to grind them into dust. So I got a bunch of acorn dust out there in front of the house. I'm waiting for that rain to come and wash it the rest of the way down the hill into the culvert over there where all the rain water goes and clean up the road. It's getting kind of thick. It looks like acorn sawdust out there.
Well, you're disappointing all the squirrels when you do that. If you blow them back up in the yard, then the squirrels can get them.
Well, the squirrels have a good time. They get them and they dig out there in the yard and they bury them. And there's still trees coming up from where they buried them last year. And they're still burying the new ones. But lawnmower takes care of all of that. So there's plenty to go around. There's no shortage of acorns.
That's good. Anyway, haven't seen my hawk in several weeks now. I think he's moved on. I've seen a few squirrels dancing around out there, so I think the hawk's disappeared. got some crows out there. They're about the size of pterodactyls, but no hawks. So, and my woodchuck apparently has a boyfriend or a girlfriend living with him back there and under the shed, because I see two of them out there from time to time. So we may have some more babies come springtime.
Well, that hawk probably got everything it was eating. It just moved on to the same thing with the one that I told you about that was landing across the street on the roof of their house. Looked like a big old owl, but I know it was a hawk from the way it looked when it was flying. But it moved on from here, too, probably because it cleaned out the food supply. You'll probably see it come back around again once the food supply thickens back up again. Or, I don't know, maybe they just have regular rounds they go all the time. Yeah, I did see one the other day, though, that crows were dive bombing. They were either small crows or really big blackbirds were dive bombing a hawk. And he was just flapping his wings nice and flow. Every now and then he'd soar for a little while, and then he'd give it about three flaps, and then he'd soar, and those blackbirds or those crows, whatever they were just dive bombing him. And it just wasn't bothering him. He was just ignoring them.
Yeah. While my hawk was here, I didn't, after he was here for several days, I didn't see a single squirrel out there in the yard, which usually I see a bunch. So he must have severely decimated the population, or at least scared them off. So, yeah, he's probably moved on to better hunting grounds. But as the squirrels come back, maybe he'll come back too.
Okay, well, I just looked over there, and it looks like we have another Echolink station, so I'll get back to you in just a minute. Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, Kevin. Over here in Simpsonville, mobiling around at Bilo. And I guess I'll be negative and negative. 73 is you and everybody on the net. Hope, don't forget his name now. Hope he has a good trip going to Florida. And look to hear him back. I think his name's John. But you have a good trip down there and be safe on the wheels. And we'll see you when you get back. Back to you, Dave.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4UBG. That is Kevin over in front of Milo. Good to have you with us tonight, Kevin. Yes, you have his name correct. That is John, KN4RJN. Let me check while I've got it down and see if we've got any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW, please check in WP4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Dave, John, everybody else on the net. Hope y'all have a good night and a good week. We'll talk to you a little later.
Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize WP4FEE. That's Dan, sounding good from Simpsonville this evening. Dan, appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope all's going well with you. Please stay safe. And K4XB, that's Tommy over in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you this night, Tommy. You're sounding good as well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. All right, John, that looks like that's about all of them. You got anything else for us this evening? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KN4RJN. No, I think that's about it. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate the well wishes. We'll stay as safe as we can. This is going to be harder on the dog than it is on me, because she's going to have to stay back here with my wife. And we'll see how that works out. She's never been away from me for very long, and I'm her emotional support human, so we'll see how that works out. But I'm on back on out of here, Dave, and 73 is to you and everybody else that happens to be listening, and have a good evening, and KN4RJN, I am clear.
All right, John, we'll have a safe trip out there, and I know you're going to miss the dog. The dog will miss you, but you'll miss the dog too. We were going to make a trip to St. Thomas, but we decided we can't be away from the dog that long. and there's no way we could take her down there with us. Anyway, appreciate you being with us this evening. Stay safe on your trip out to Texas, and we look forward to your return. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. All right, be sure and stop by tomorrow night where I do believe that it will be W2MJB. Mark will be calling the net, if I'm not mistaken. Be sure and stop by and check in with him tomorrow night. Stand by for a net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.